Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
As you'll know, over the last few weeks, lawyers who defend people who cannot afford their own barrister in criminal cases have been on strike, taking industrial action. And the amount that they're paid has been fixed, of course, by the state for a long time. And that amount was cut during the economic crisis of 2009. And the fee has remained at those levels 15 years later. That's why you've been seeing these stoppages outside courts and lots of photographs of barristers outside in their gowns. So is any sympathy there, and is there merit behind the pay claim? I'm joined now by James McGuill, who is a senior counsel and practising solicitor in criminal law. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. James, let's put some figures on this first of all, because a lot of people will think of barristers as reasonably well paid and comfortable and maybe even well heeled in terms of their how they're perceived by other professions and occupations. But we're talking about a rate per hour per day. Can you give us some idea just how are barristers who are involved in criminal law, what kind of rates or what kind of money are they taking home?
Well, of course, I mean, you know, the general difficulty that people have here is that you see figures published each year for the very most successful barristers and what they earn. And that masks the fact that lots of other people who are just, you know, more general level barristers are paid poorly. I think your members would be astonished, or your listeners would be astonished to learn that a complex murder case would only pay a barrister €7,000 to prepare it for perhaps several years in the build-up. And if you think of any other service that people are used to getting, the figures are not great. But the main point behind the current barrister's concern is the disconnect between the government saying publicly that they're entitled to have the pay cuts reversed. I mean, there was an 8% pay cut imposed in 2009, another 8% pay cut imposed in 2010. All other actors in the public service have had those pay cuts reversed, but the barristers haven't. Publicly, the government say there is no reason for those cuts not to be reversed, but they've done nothing about it.
Now,
I mean, it really is very frustrating.
I suppose people listening in might say, well, if barristers didn't agitate to get them reversed, we're 14 years on from that, that's their problem. Where were they? We're only seeing the industrial reaction at this stage. So is that not a problem of inaction on their side?
No, it's a demonstration of their commitment to public service to sort of join in with the national effort at the time of the financial crisis. There was no protest. And in point of fact, before the cuts were imposed, there was a very good argument being made for an increase in the manner in which fees were paid. There was a government committee recommending that. Lawyers, both solicitors and barristers, in the national interest, did not down tools at that time. And I think that the reason for the current level of very significant and understandable frustration on the part of barristers is that everybody else has had the pay cuts reversed. I mean, there's no good reason why this shouldn't apply to them also.
Well, let me just give you two possible good reasons. One, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, she's described the cost base of the legal system in Ireland as prohibitive. So in other words, accessing the system, including criminal law, is prohibitive. So giving barristers, however merited might be individually, giving them a pay increase is not going to lower the cost of accessing the system. Isn't that a problem systemically for a start?
I'm not sure that those remarks are in context of the criminal law system, because she is on record as saying there is no reason for these cuts not to be reversed. She's absolutely unequivocally said that.
Well, the second reason, second reason is a more general macroeconomic one. Every worker would make the argument we've seen in the Aer Lingus pilots dispute that they have missed out on inflation and all the rest of it. So, you know, if we concede to all these claims, we'll have a sort of a wage spiral. So
I don't think that's a fair comparison at all. I mean, the Aer Lingus pilots were seeking and made a case for an increase in their rates. The barristers are simply saying, restore the rates to where they used to be and, you know, reverse the cuts. Totally different proposition.
Well, it's still a pay rise in effect, James, yeah?
It's not a pay rise. It's removing
But it's a pay rise of what they're paid today.
Well, look, I mean, if people have, in the public interest, been prepared to offer their services at a reduced rate because of the national financial crisis, why should they be punished for simply saying, when everybody else, when every public service, every politician has had their pay restored, why should the barristers or solicitors be any different?
Yeah, but what I don't, I really genuinely don't understand where was the campaign? Like, it's so long ago since these, you're saying it's public service, but it, you know, surely their representatives should have been taking action a lot longer than 2024 if they felt they were falling behind.
No. The issue is this, I mean, as practicing lawyers on the defence side, and it applies to the prosecution also, I mean, it's our clients to whom we have the degree of loyalty. And therefore, it is really counterintuitive for us to have to down tools and not work when clients need representation. This is an absolutely last resort measure.
James, in terms of the numbers, just to get back to the numbers for a second, indeed, the recruitment agency have said average salaries for barristers, criminal barristers, are about €70,000 annually. A, would you agree with that?
No, I would not.
Okay. Well, what?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that what's reported each year is the top 10 earners of solicitors and barristers, and they are outliers. I mean, there are many.
So what is the figure?
I would have thought there are many excellent barristers earning from their criminal practice less than 15,000 or 20,000 euro, and trying to maintain a family and all the rest of it. I mean, this is not well-paid work, and it's hard work, and it's responsible work. And there are lots of people forced out of the practice of criminal law because they simply can't make a living. And that is a long-term problem for society, because if we have a shortage of practitioners, both solicitors and barristers, experienced in the criminal law, whether it's on the prosecution side or the defence side or in the newly developing area of specialist representatives for victims, then our quality of justice will be significantly reduced.
And in terms of the other, obviously this is just one stream of legal work, criminal work, how would the salaries compare to commercial, etc.? Can you give us any rough idea? Are they 20-30% lower, or people doing criminal law and then place that against other forms of legal representation? Because we know the commercial side is much more lucrative.
Well, when the government engage legal representation privately, outside of the Chief State's office, they would be expecting to pay rates, I would say, 4 to 5 times higher than criminal lawyers.
Yeah, so that gives us that's a rough rule of thumb. As I say, you haven't been successful despite several days of action in recent weeks. Where do you go next? It sounds like at the moment you're conceding it yourself that there's some support there, but there's nothing actually happening to concede on this claim. Is there any plans to ratchet this up any further, or where do you go strategically from here?
Well, I'm only here as a solicitor to explain.
Make the case, yeah. Or where should they go then?
Well, I mean, the reality of it is we're in an election year. The budget is due probably earlier than, well, it is going to be earlier. Maybe there will be a change made then, but the reality, I'm afraid, is that there's no political capital in it to pay lawyers properly. The politicians will be far happier having complaining lawyers when they're going to the ballot box.
That's an interesting image. The sentiment is that negative. We'll have to see where it goes. James McGill, thank you very much.
Of course, it's negative because people typecast lawyers. I mean, the idea, which is just risible, that all lawyers are wealthy. I mean, lots of fabulous colleagues are not wealthy. They're struggling. They're leaving the practice.
We accept that. Listen, unfortunately, I'm under pressure of time. James McGill is a senior counsel and is a practicing solicitor in criminal law. Bring us up to date on where that claim stands.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.